Tom, what is this, your 16th or 17th pre-season? I mean, do they get any easier or more enjoyable?
It is my 16th this year. Do they get any easier? I think you get more experienced in how you get to handle them. But for me personally, the enjoyment of coming back this year was as positive as it's been. I was really looking forward to getting back and being around the group and getting that routine back in my life, which is great. So we've got a lot of changes, which has been very much publicised. So it's a really enjoyable place to come back to. So I've enjoyed it thus far. It's been much the same, slightly different because there's new staff that have taken control of certain areas. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
So is that change refreshing? It's refreshed you.
Look at. It's sort of a two-parter because, you know, we with new people, new coaches, new players, we're seeing that right from the top, from Stephen Hocking down. We've had a lot of changes at our club. So the people that have moved on have had a wonderful impact, you know, on personally on my career and also as a holistic point of view as a club. But new people always bring fresh ideas. They just bring a different way of different methods and a new learning opportunity for me at season 16. It's I suppose that's why it's exciting.
Your forward line's going to potentially look a little bit different with the addition of Tyson Stengel. Have you decided to play with somebody with that freakish talent that he's got?
Absolutely. I feel like I get the question every year. We get new additions into our forward line. So, I'm excited to play with Tyson, and he's obviously had a wonderful year last year playing in the Sandful. He's coming and he's getting to know a new group. He's third AFL club, so I'm excited about the prospect of him being able to play footy. I'm excited to see and the prospect of the Asava continuing to develop. Jeremy, he's fit and training, so I'm looking forward to playing more footy with him, provided I can keep fit as well. I'm looking forward to playing with a lot of guys and seeing their continual development and growth.
Just on Jeremy there, you didn't get to spend much time with him in the preseason last year.
Yep.
He's fit, you're fit. Do you think that's going to help you guys moving forward into 2022?
Well, I always think chemistry in any sport is important, so the more time that... particularly because Jeremy and I are permanent forwards and are key position players, and it's your chemistry is really important as keys. I think that's going to be important moving forward. So hard for even a senior player like Jeremy to change clubs, come into a new environment, come into a new system, be injured, and really sort of fully, fit in within a system, understand the intricacies of how players kick the footy and what they like to do. So it'll be wonderful for him, it'll be great for me, it'll be great for the team.
Eddie, you've brought a lot of players through the draft and pre-season.
Yeah.
Any of those young boys have impressed you? Anyone burning up the track?
As first-year players, they're sort of manipulated a little bit through training sessions, but we've got a lot of talent. We've got a few guys that have moved from interstate, but we've got a lot of Geelong guys. I had my work cut out the first couple of days. Andrew Mackey, Liam Woodland and Stephen Wells drafted players with blonde hair and mullets, all the same haircut from Grovedale, it felt like. So it was a bit of a challenge early days. But, there's plenty of opportunity for them to develop and grow and potentially play senior football, but we'll wait and see.
Tom Stewart last week backed the skipper to go again as captain and said he deserved the right to break the record. I'm no doubt, having been here from day dot with him, you'd love him to hold that mantle at the end of his career.
Absolutely. I think, look, Joel's been a wonderful player. He's played a lot of footy. He's broken a lot of records in the last 12 months and... I don't think he necessarily does things, I see it day to day, he doesn't, without actually asking and knowing for a fact, but he doesn't do what he does to break records. It's just something that his legacy will leave. I think he's the right man for the job. As long as he wants to continue to do it moving forward, he's been wonderful at it. He's a great ambassador for our club, for the game. So, absolutely. I've loved playing under him. So, yeah, I'd imagine that that's the way that it's going to go moving forward.
Have you reflected on the prelim at all? Or has it been talked about, and does it still sit in the pit of the stomach, or have you moved on from it?
Look, no, it hasn't been talked about. I think like any game and big finals games, when you get so close, it obviously hurts, but for me, you know, personally, and I suppose it's the collective, we look to move forward. As I mentioned, the change brings a new outlook. So, yeah, it's sort of onwards and upwards for us moving forward.
How are you feeling, like, personally, in your own self? We're seeing, like, a trend around the world that athletes are professionally having longer careers. Like, even Jimmy Anderson being 39, I know you're not going to wear this age, but how long do you feel like you can play?
Look, as long as I'm physically able. Look, I've been very lucky throughout my career. I haven't had any serious injuries. I've been able to manage my body and manage my condition pretty well. So I've had periods of my career where I've missed games. But as long as I can keep managing my body and enjoying playing football, I can't see any reason, you know, to retire anytime soon. So certainly not putting a limit on you know how long I can play for. I obviously want to be playing well and be able to help my team. I do not want to ever become a hindrance, and I think the enjoyment part will then roll into that. So I still feel able. I'm looking forward to playing this season. Who knows what happens.
I know you said you want to move onward and upward, but for the sake of off-season content, is there a game in the season gone that still burns? I mean, you had a number of games that you lost under a kick. Is there one that sticks with you?
Oh, well, I suppose the obvious one is the prelim. You get so close. Grand finals are so hard to win. And I've fully grasped that now as a 33-year-old. I didn't quite understand that when I was at the early stages of my career, when out of my first 5 years, Geelong played in the grand final. I didn't play in all of those, but I mean, I had the luxury of being around an environment that just won. So I understand how hard they are. So there's going to be games this year that I'm going to be disappointed with, and collectively as a team we'll be disappointed with. But ultimately, you can learn from a couple of little things from those, but it's a new season. The game will trend slightly different ways. So for me, and we've always looked to move forward, pick little pieces out of it that you can learn as an individual in how you can impact the game and as a team. But yeah, there's always going to be games that you're disappointed with.
A couple of people are saying the window might be closed, the age demographic is getting older and older.
Yes, we. I have heard that we're an ageing list. I don't feel like that. So I don't look around our side and think we're a certain age demographic. We may or may not be the oldest club. I look and look at our group and think we've got wonderful experience with an injection of youth this year, new people, new faces. I think we're in a wonderful position, and personally I'm just always grateful as a player to be able to play in a side that each year gets the opportunity to compete and win at the highest level. So I'm always thankful for that, and I see, and not because I'm biased, but I envisage that Geelong will be competitive for this year, season 2022, and then moving forward in the future.
Just further on that then, I feel like this time every year, everyone writes Geelong off, you know, the Clippers coming, but you don't see that?
I don't see that, so I may be wrong, I've been wrong for a lot of times, but I'm excited. I'll let the people externally have their opinions on that, but internally, I'm confident.
Yeah,